I was afraid that night. Afraid of being seen going into the garden where all Jerusalem knew Jesus and his disciples slept. Concerned about my standing in the community, being a leader of the Pharisees. Afraid that my reputation and family name would be damaged. Yet I was even more afraid of joining my fellow Pharisees who were now calling him a madman. I sensed they would soon be calling for his death. How could I oppose someone who was obviously a prophet from God? How could I refute what he was doing? Healing lepers, stopping funeral processions to raise the dead, and healing people who were blind. I wondered, as I made my way to the garden, how he would react when he saw me coming to him, quietly, in the night. Would he laugh at me or ridicule me? For he had no apparent patience with hypocrites. Instead of disdain, he showed me love. A love that was firm, yet full of compassion. He was not awed by my stature in the community, and persisted in telling me that I, like everyone else, would have to be born again to enter his kingdom. His warmth and sincerity made me want to enter his kingdom, no matter what the cost.